Time now for the Phil Henry Show Uncensored Podcast for today, Thursday, the 26th of March. So Obama sent 17,000 troops into Afghanistan. I guess that makes him a war criminal, too, at least according to that Lawyers Against the War, because they don't like the Afghanistan war any more than they do the Iraq war. I mean, there comes a time when you see people for what they are. They have a political agenda that they didn't necessarily think up themselves. They were influenced by the massive people who had a very, very rousing voice at one point in this country and internationally. They were influenced and moved along with the pack against George Bush because he was an easy target. They never really thought of it themselves, not up in Canada. Down here, people were just upset that Bush, quote, stole the election, end quote. And so when he did steal the election, in their minds, he became an illegitimate president. And more to the point, he became the boogeyman that they were desiring ever since Richard Nixon got on the chopper and flew his ass back to San Clemente. Now the Republican right-wing boogeyman is afoot. He's in the White House, and we can blame every goddamn thing on him. That's how it originated here in the States. This groundswell, though, carried over to the simple-minded motherfuckers around the world like our friends in Canada, who decided, hey, we have ourselves a bona fide issue of international import here. We have a war crime. And Bush is the war criminal. Now, why is that? Well, because he preemptively invaded these countries, and we don't really know exactly, but... And when I asked her, hey, what about the Congress? What about the members of Congress that signed off on the use of force? Well, I haven't really thought about whether they're war criminals or not. I haven't really given it much thought. Why the fuck not? See, either you care about people who have been victimized by a war crime, by an illegal war, or you don't. Or is it just about Bush? It's just fucking about Bush. God almighty, how is it that people became so fixated on this guy? Well, there's an answer. There were a handful of people fixated on Bush. Specifically, a handful of asswipes that were upset about Clinton being impeached. And they wanted payback, baby. They wanted it big time. Those asswipes, in commandeering the internet and the dialogue on the internet, got a lot of other people involved. Disaffected ex-hippies, you know, aging anti-war types, who then generated conversation among the young, who wanted an issue that they could glom onto, who wanted a Bo Brummel image that they could project. They wanted the image of the revolutionary, the anti-war type. They wanted the anti-Vietnam Party, and so we had an anti-war movement. Now, it wasn't much of an anti-war movement. It wasn't very intellectual. It was a whole bunch of dumb fucks, to be perfectly honest with you. However, it would suffice. And the momentum grew from there. Went transnational. As you know, in Canada, they have the Lawyers Against the War. Why? They're not just against the Iraq War. The Afghanistan War's got to be illegal, too. Why? Because Bush is the guy whose idea it was. And through it all, fuck the fact that we got people carved alive on 9/11 in New York. I got to tell you something. I got a real fucking problem with, I may have a problem with foreigners, but motherfucking Canadians, fuck off and die, okay? You motherfuckers are up there under the umbrella of America's protection. You heard me talking to that guy last night about what's the GDP that you guys put out for your national defense? Like, next to nothing, man. What the fuck? What is the hard-on you've got with the states? Is it because you're too much like us? Is it penis envy? Because that's what I think it is. It's fucking dick envy. God damn it. Be the people that you are. Being the people that you are doesn't mean you have to become a reaction to somebody else. Be who you are, not just a negative film type or archetype of the people that you dislike. So everything America is, you don't want to be. What does that mean? You don't want to be happy? Because I got a little bit of news for you, man. We're the fucking happiest people on earth. Now, that may not say much, but we happen to be the happiest motherfuckers on earth. And that don't say much about you. Number two, we fuck up, the whole world knows it. Now, how much are you fucking up there in Canada? Well, give you an example. Right after the Iraq War, the initial phase of the Iraq War was over, when Bush made that ridiculous comment about mission accomplished, even though that's not what he meant, but who gives a shit? Let's not let the facts confuse us. Guess who started weighing in for contracts to help rebuild Iraq? A whole shit potload of Canadian companies, that's who. And while we're on the subject of the fucking war in Afghanistan's illegal, what are all those Canadian soldiers doing over there? I get so pissed off when I keep hearing this unending stupidity that is now pure propaganda, purely politicized, no foundation in truth at all. They're worried whether Obama's going to be a good president or not. Maybe they're worried that President Obama's going to be a disaster. I got more fucking faith in President Obama than any of those motherfuckers. And I voted for Bush, too. Well, they're worried because maybe Obama's presidency in their mind is going to be a disaster, so they got to pull out game plan B, which is keep on blaming Bush, man. Keep on haranguing that. Bush didn't even do anything near as fucked up as Nixon. And after a while, he gave Nixon a break. He didn't do anything near as fucked over as Nixon. That's how innocent George Bush is. How do I know? I was living through that fucking Watergate thing, man. They had Nixon's ass dead to rights. And Bush, he didn't even come close to any of that bullshit. So, by the way, thank you to the guy that twittered about the onus of proof of being a prisoner of war is on the fucking asshole they pull off the field of battle, not the fucking troops that are taking this guy into custody, ducking their fucking heads for any guy walking along with a leather coat and cheap sneakers and then pulls out a fucking Uzi or God knows what else or a tech or some other Columbine-inspired weapon and blows somebody away. And a minute before, they thought it was some kid who was rolling a tire down the street. Fuck that, man. The good news is most people agree with what I'm saying. The bad news is there are some dumb motherfuckers in the world. I mean dumb. Not only dumb, but dishonest, hypocritical motherfuckers. Okay, that's our uncensored podcast, if you haven't guessed, for today, the 26th of March, 2009. I'm Phil Hendry.